गिरिवर धारे। गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 टेक्स्ट 20। नव्यवद्रुधये यज्ञो ब्रह्मैतद्ब्रह्मवादिभिः न मुह्यन्ति न शोचन्ति न हृष्यन्ति यतो गता। नव्यवद्रुदये यज्ञो यज्ञो नव्यवद्रुदये यज्ञो ब्रह्मैतद्ब्रह्मवादिभिः न मुह्यन्ति न शोचन्ति न हृष्यन्ति यतो गताः। नव्यवद्रुधये यज्ञो ब्रह्मैतद्ब्रह्मवादिभिः न मुह्यन्ति न शोचन्ति न हृष्यन्ति यतो गताः।
Thank you.
ladies, please. Navyavat, ever increasingly fresh. Hridaye, in the heart. Yet, as. Gnaha, the supreme knower. Paramatma. Brahma, Brahman. Etat, this. Brahmavadibihi, by the advocates of the absolute truth. Na, never. Mukhyanti, are bewildered. Na, never. Shochanti, lament. Na, never. Khrishyanti, are jubilant. Yataha, when. Gataha, have attained. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Always engaging in the activities of devotional service, devotees feel ever increasingly fresh and new in all their activities. The all-knower, the super soul within the heart of the devotee, makes everything increasingly fresh. This is known as the Brahman position by the advocates of the absolute truth. In such a liberated stage, Brahmabhuta, one is never bewildered, nor does one lament or become unnecessarily jubilant. This is due to the Brahmabhuta situation. Purport. A devotee is inspired by the super soul within the heart to advance in devotional service in a variety of ways. The devotee does not feel hackneyed or stereotyped, nor does he feel that he is in a stagnant position. In the material world, if one engages in chanting a material name, he will feel tired after chanting a few times. However, one can chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra all day and night, never feel tired. As chanting is increased, it will come out new and fresh. Srila Rupa Goswami said that if he could somehow get millions of ears and tongues, then he could relish spiritual bliss by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There is really nothing uninspiring for a highly advanced devotee. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that He is situated in everyone's heart and that He helps the living entity forget and remember. By the grace of the Lord, the devotee gets inspiration. Tesham satata yukta nam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadame buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, text 10. As stated, Kushala Karmanam, those engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service are guided by the super soul, described in this verse as Gnya, one who knows everything, past, present and future. The super soul gives instructions to the sincere, unalloyed devotee on how he can progress more and more in approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Jiva Goswami in this connection says that the super soul, the plenary expansion of the Personality of Godhead, exists in everyone's heart. But in the heart of the devotee, he reveals himself as ever increasingly new. Being inspired by him, the devotee experiences increased transcendental bliss in the execution of his devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Sva Padantikam Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। In Padyavali, which is an anthology, a collection of very sweet verses that Rupa Goswami compiled for the pleasure of the devotees of Krishna. Padyavali means a collection of verses. In one of those verses, there is a particular verse that says that not by accepting saffron cloth, nor by performing severe tapasya, nor by serious dwelling into philosophical speculation, nor by eating very less can one give up the tendency of, in that case he says Cupid, the specific word is chitta udbhava, the agitation of the heart. Only a little of devotional service can help one overcome all of that. All of that is, can overcome the agitation of the heart. The extreme case of agitation of the heart, meaning sexual attraction. But the heart is agitated by a false sense of proprietorship, thinking about my land, my family, my body, my society, my ideas. These are all agitators of the consciousness, because the sense of I and mine is, as we say, messed up. So a little devotional service is more powerful than the external sense of rejection of the material world, or trying to counteract that by serious philosophical considerations, or artificially trying to control the senses by eating less, etc. It does not mean that we can do the opposites. It means they, in and of themselves, are not sufficient for a person to bring their consciousness away from material engagement into spiritual engagement. Only devotional service can do that. In this case, the Lord is blessing the Prachetas, that although you will have a very, very long life, millions of years, with full sensual capacities and great worldly opulence, heavenly opulence, you will still not be distracted from devotional path. And in yesterday's verse, the protection was given that that the Lord gives a person or a devotee who is mature all opulence. And one who is not yet mature, Krishna takes away all that opulence, material opulence. Yasyaham anugrinhami harishetad dhanam shanay. That's how the purport ended. The principle is, if we are becoming mature in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna gives us facilities, gives us opulence, because a devotee knows how to use it. And if we don't use it properly, or we don't know how to use it properly, then the facilities are not given. And in today's verse, he's speaking about, once a person is happy in devotional service, what happens to such a person? Navyavad drudhaye. Navyavad. He always feels freshness in his consciousness. He always feels a sense of freshness in his service It may be the same service that he's doing every day, but there is a sense of freshness. The opposite of that is the material consciousness, because in material consciousness, after we do some things for a while, that thing becomes boring. We need variety, we need some change. I've been doing this for such a long time. How about something different? Because that something different is what's going to energize me. But for a devotee who's here, in this case, Brahmabhuta stage, for them, it doesn't matter if it's the same thing, and it may be really very seemingly mundane. Like, for example, somebody would bring a pot of water from the Yamuna for the deities. They may do it every day without feeling, well, why am I doing the same thing every day? I should do something different. I've done this. I know how to get water from the river. And I've been doing it for a few years and I've doing it very well. How about something different? They're just happy. They feel ever-increasing freshness in that service. And that ever-increasing freshness is given by Gnaya. The Gnaya here is Super Soul, Paramatma. And in this case, Jiva Goswami is telling us that Paramatma plays a different role. In the hearts of devotees who are genuinely conducting devotional service, he stops playing the neutral role and now is more participative. He actually gives us, or gives the devotees, I shouldn't say us, he is talking of a person in a Brahmabhuta stage. I cannot say us. I cannot say I can say others. In the heart of a devotee who is on the Brahmabhuta stage, minimally, even coming to Brahmabhuta, the Paramatma plays a very active, participative role of inspiring a devotee with freshness in that relationship. Freshness in that service. I'll digress for a minute. There was a principle that we discussed recently at Naperville and I thought was suited in this connection. It might seem a little tangential, but it is relevant. It's not tangential. Somebody asked a question. Why is it that I forget instructions? Why is it that I sort of space out? They didn't use the word space out. They said forget instruction. I know I should do something, or I know I should not do something, but I end up either doing or not doing that thing. Why is it? So simple principle is forgetfulness is an indicator of absence in a relationship. Or if you want to take the converse, remembrance is when there is presence in a relationship. For example, on a mundane level, the husband forgets the wife's birthday. I mean, that's the end of his life anyway, but forgets her birthday or something. Generally, that happens that is because there is absence in the relationship. But when a young boy is trying to attract a young girl, or when a young girl is trying to attract a young boy, the mind is filled with remembrances, whole day. Because there's participation in that relationship. They're thinking about this situation, that situation, how about this, how about that. The mind is absorbed because they're present in the relationship. And that presence in the relationship happens because there is a freshness in that relationship. A few years later, they get married. They get used to seeing each other's face every morning, day in and day out. And slowly the freshness withers away. It's the same. Oh, it's this. I wish when I wake up every day I see a new woman's face. But I have to be stuck with her. So that freshness is not there anymore. And because it's material, that freshness goes away and it becomes, and they become absent in the relationship. And from that absence comes everything else, forgetfulness. Did you remember this? Well, I didn't forget. Did you remember that? Oh, I didn't remember this. Because now the freshness is being sought somewhere else, in something else. It may be, you know, playing pool with the guys or watching football with the guys or something. There is a freshness in something else. So what makes something fresh, in this case, is the participation in the relationship. Or said differently, no distraction from that relationship. People don't find the freshness because when they are in relationship with Krishna, as a young devotee, there are other distractions. There are some positive distractions and there are some negative distractions. The positive distractions are, you know, coming from pride or sense of accomplishment, etc. They distract from the relationship. A young devotee might say, oh, I want everyone's attention to go to the service that I have performed, for example. Or I want everyone to pat me on the back. All right, I'm not greedy. Don't pat me on the back, but at least acknowledge it. At least say, whoa, you've done this service. I want some acknowledgement. It's a distractor. Because in that relationship with Krishna, one doesn't feel the complete fulfillment. One wants something external from it to fill in a void, per se. For a person or persons, it's not sufficient that Krishna knows I rendered this service with a genuine heart or as genuine as I could have been, and that's enough for me. It's usually not there, so it's a distractor. Here in this verse he says, Nahrushyati is not unnecessarily jubilant. The unnecessary jubilance is this distractor. Something material happens and they become very jubilant. And the other side, Nashochati, Nashochanti, it's plural. They don't lament. They don't lament that there is something lacking in their lives. Oh, I can serve Krishna very well if I had an iPad. Right now it's really difficult. Without an iPad, I cannot render my service. I'm looking at some of the Prabhus here because there's some discussion on it. Or I wish I can serve Krishna if I had something, if I had that. Now, in some cases, to render our devotional service, some facilities are required. I'm not negating that. They're required. And there may be a genuine conversation about this facility will enhance my service. No doubt. I'm not discounting that. I'm being a little emphatic on the principle here. Or Shochanti. Something happened. Someone criticized me. Someone didn't like this. Someone didn't like that. Or I'm not satisfied. And it distracts from the relationship. Oh, look at my situation, my job such a mess, my family such like this. These are no shochanti, lamenting. The weather is so bad, etc. No shochanti, no hrishyanti. Because the presence in the relationship is not complete. Here Prabhupada is talking about a person who is on the Brahmabhuta stage. For such a person, he says the devotee does not feel hackneyed or stereotyped. Nor does he feel that he is in a stagnant position. There's no stagnancy. Of course we know. In devotional service, it's continuous. It's either forward movement towards Krishna or it is backward. There is no stagnancy. It's not like I'm sitting in this position of Kanishta and it's really good. I like it. I'm happy to be a Kanishta. It doesn't work like that. After a few days we become, you know, newcomers. Avelo and Ed will welcome us at the door. Hari Bol Prabhu, it's nice to see you. There's no stagnancy. You either go back or you go forward. Because there are only two forces acting. The internal potency that is drawing us towards Krishna, and the external potency that is drawing us away from Krishna. Now somebody who's trained in physics will say, what if I equal the two forces, then am I stagnant? It doesn't work like that. The law of physics doesn't work like that. Because it is a vector. It depends on the direction. As soon as your direction changes, the other energy becomes stronger. Scalars and vectors. So if our direction, if our heart is in the direction of Krishna, spiritual energy will move us. A moment or whatever away from Krishna, the other energy becomes stronger. And we are Tatastha Shakti, unfortunately. Why have you have to be Tatastha Shakti? I wish I was Vishnu Shakti or, you know, Vishnu Tattva. Then all these problems would not have been there. No, but we are Jiva Tattva. We are marginal. So for such persons who are on the spiritual platform, Prabhupada says, one can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all day and night and never feel tired. As chanting is increased, it will come out new and fresh. Srila Rupa Goswami. So this is the standard being given to us. Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, or any of the six Goswamis. Or we heard Srila Radhanath Maharaj describe. I mean, after hearing Maharaj describe Haridas Thakur's chanting, I was inspired. Oh, I should also chant nicely. Yeah. Not like Haridas Thakur, of course. He said 192 rounds was minimal. That means 24 hours a day, minimally. I don't know how he had more time than that, but he had more time than that. So he said, he kept on chanting and chanting. And the more he chanted, the more taste he got from it. And Prabhupada saying, this is really nothing unsurprising. This is a nice principle here. There is really nothing uninspiring for a highly advanced devotee. So the taste for Krishna consciousness is for us as the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and as the proud residents of Kali Yuga. The relationship is in the chanting of the holy name. And that's a way of that is the way, because there is no other way. That is the way of developing that relationship. So we are encouraged to chant Krishna's name. Like Prabhupada said, minimally 16 rounds on the beats and unlimited off the beats. Some people take it too literally. What it means is constantly chanting the name of Krishna, because that's the participation in the relationship. Then all memory will be there, remembrance is there. I had, among the many experiences, the one that is very clear for me is when I forgot my relationship with Krishna and spiritual master, and I went for a spin, I will tell you. Whew, spin like anything. I was like, wow. And very quickly, it was like, because I was not there in that relationship. A little absence quickly draws us out of that relationship. As soon as we check out of it, as they say, we check out of that relationship with Krishna, immediately we're taken away. The same things become uninspiring. What was inspiring yesterday is not inspiring today anymore. And as soon as we participate in the relationship with Krishna, Krishna is my master and I'm a servant of Krishna, that thing becomes inspiring again. So the taste of anything in Krishna consciousness is on the basis of relationship with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Specifically with Krishna's devotees. Because for us, Krishna is still there. The concept of Krishna is still not clear. I mean, we accept Krishna is God. The deity is non-different from Krishna. We accept. But our everyday behavior and absorption is not necessarily centered around that. Because Krishna is still avyakta for us. Because in the not yet fully pure stage, Rupa Goswami says, na bhaved grahyam indriyer. We cannot conceive of Krishna through our mind and senses. So it is the relationship with the devotee. The devotees with whom I feel the full connection of Krishna's presence in my life. when we are in that relationship, and that relationship is active, everything is inspiring. Whatever we do is inspiring. It doesn't matter how mundane, how really seemingly insignificant that thing is, but it's very inspiring to do. So Prabhupada is saying there is really nothing uninspiring for a highly advanced devotee. Highly advanced devotee is fully inspired by Krishna in all activities. In our day-to-day life, we can see, we can put things easily into two categories, right? Inspiring, not inspiring. Maybe the not inspiring category is a little, list is longer perhaps. Maybe, may not be. But there is something still in the not inspiring category. The inspiration is given by Krishna. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. That presence, that act, the active participation in the relationship with Krishna is nurtured by Krishna in its newer, fresher ways. That's tadami buddhi yogam tam. And if there are distractions, or when there are distractions, na hrishyanti, they don't become overly, unnecessarily jubilant about something material. Na shochanti, they don't lament unnecessarily either. This is the Brahma-Bhuta stage. This is a protection. This is protection being given by the personality of Godhead to the Prachetas. The protection is, don't worry, even when you marry Pramlochana, Pramlocha's daughter, and you will have heavenly opulence for millions of years, you will still remain protected. The material energy will not influence you because you will be fixed in devotional service. That's the protection. And if there is something lacking, Krishna will take care of it. He will make the adjustment. But the protection is always there. So from our side, we may not be on the platform of the Prachaitas, but we have made a commitment to serve Krishna dedicatedly for the rest of our lives. So we be confident that that protection is there, and if something is lacking, Krishna will take care of it. The devotees will take care of it for us, such that we may move without any hindrance. That's why living in association is important, right? If there is over-jubilation with something unnecessary, the devotees will say, not necessary. And if you're lamenting unnecessarily, they will say, not necessary. Okay, any thoughts or comments? Jai Jagannath Prabhu.
You were saying, you were giving the example when a young boy is trying to attract a young girl and vice versa, then there's a natural participation that takes place. So also we see in the beginning, I'm speaking from the side of a senior devotee and a junior devotee.
Okay.
That, and let's say the side of a preacher, he's trying to attract, you know, ideally, servants of Krishna.
Right.
And on the side of a junior devotee, he wants to he wants his service to attract the attention
of
the devotees.
Correct.
So then there's a natural participation when there's a desire to attract on both ends. But what we have seen often at once, and many devotees have commented about this, we kind of even joke about it, when after the preachers attract certain people, it's like, okay, I've already attracted them, put them aside and let's try to attract some more persons. And then the junior devotee feels neglected. And on the other end, okay, I've already attracted the merciful glance of this senior devotee. Now let me get more attention from, you know, everyone else.
Right.
And then in that way, that particular relationship becomes hackneyed. The service attitude is completely destroyed on both ends. And they don't experience any happiness in that particular relationship. After some time, it becomes basically finished. So I was wanting to know that, I was wondering if you can speak about... Before there would be, after the initial attraction thing goes away, Because it's like romance in the beginning, you know,
correct.
And after some time it goes away. So when it goes away, before we can actually come to the platform of experience like a freshness, like taste, there has to be steadiness in just the service itself.
Right.
You know, duty comes before raga. There's the platform of duty. But then oftentimes on that platform, it feels like a very dry, ritualistic something that we're doing. And if we go on carrying out our duty in such a dry, ritualistic way, it doesn't actually produce a taste. So there needs to be steadiness with a certain type of attitude in order to get to the taste part.
Right.
So I was wondering if you could speak about, I don't know, I've tried to make it clear. It's not exactly a question. It's
sure.
a scenario, and I, clarity can be good.
I'm very familiar with that territory. From the side of, you're saying senior devotee, junior devotee. From the side of the senior devotee, to bring a person to steadiness, of course, it's training. Right? It's not just, it's not a sales strategy. I have to do something attractive, get their attention. They sign up for being a member of the Hare Krishna movement and I move to the next customer. That's not what's happening or should be happening. When we go out and meet people, we're not going out because we want to sign them up for being members of the Hare Krishna movement. We're going out because it's an order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to share the mercy that we have received. Those who take, fantastic. Those who don't take, well, what to do? And we don't have our sales quota. We come back and, you know, say, you know, this month. So when there is that beginning of a relationship and the flourishing of a relationship, then there is some freshness in this way. This service, that's engagement and encouragement, all of that. Then the freshness changes its characteristics. It's still fresh, it just changes its characteristics. The characteristic is, now the training is to not look for attention, but to look for inner satisfaction. It's not spelled out. Prabhu, now you're going to this grade, now it'll be inner satisfaction. Because different people move at different paces. It's not like first year we have a syllabus, you've followed the curriculum, now you're in second grade, Prabhu. Now you have to look for inner satisfaction. It's taught. It's taught to look for inner satisfaction. One is taught to look for inner satisfaction. One is taught to look for being more aware and facing up to the pushes within the vegam in the heart. Because in the beginning, if you say too much vegam in the heart, then it's discouraging. Whoa. Because this acceptance is not there. Once there is engagement in service, the acceptance is there. The awareness is there. That there is vegam in the heart. So the inner to search for inner satisfaction is the next phase. And beyond that phase is not just inner satisfaction, but the pleasure of Krishna, the pleasure of Guru. The genuine way, not just because it satisfies some void for me. But that's from the side of the junior devotee. To expect a lot is not fair. All that is expected of, even if you can use the word expected, is just an enthusiasm and greed for some service. It may be colored by whatever. I want that senior devotee's attention. I want that senior devotee's appreciation. I want that senior devotee's acknowledgement. Something. Which is all right. Because yesterday's verse, right? There is this phrase that one who has an indigestion from excessive milk products like rabdi and all that stuff. Yeah, I'm looking at it. The cure is also milk product. He said yogurt mixed with salt and pepper is the cure for it. That means Narada Muni gives this example. Prabhupada uses this in the fifth chapter also. And then the Brahmarpanam Brahmahavir verse, 4th chapter, 24th verse. That we are in this world and we are acting in this world and we get contaminated by the activities and the modes of nature within this world. The counteraction of it is not to give up the activities, but to change the consciousness within those activities. That's Narada's way out of the material entanglement. So, for the young devotee then, it may be, the inspiration is that, oh, I'm getting acknowledgement, I'm getting this, I'm not getting any chastisement, I'm only getting, oh, very good, very good. Sometimes it's very good. They, young devotees, we don't know what else the senior devotees to adjust in our service to make it look okay. But that's all right, there's encouragement, and we feed off that encouragement. After some time, after chanting japa properly, having a good sadhana practice, it's the responsibility of the junior devotee to, it's a self-starting program, to not now look for those things. To that inner satisfaction is, I have rendered a service, and that's it. And not look for acknowledgement, appreciation, something which is not necessary. If it is required, it will come. If it's not required, it will not come. To put it in a more positive light, it's the Sankirtan mission. The spiritual master is training us to be participants in the Sankirtan mission. In the beginning, when it is the training ground and the attention is given here, then it's together we are serving the Sankirtan mission. Dry wood, wet wood. When the wet wood is sufficiently dry, you don't keep drying it anymore. You use it in the fire. One time Srila Prabhupada Maharaj told me, I think he said it in a class, that until the stage of nishtha, it is encouragement from Krishna. Most of it is encouragement from Krishna. Keep going, keep going. After that comes the reciprocation in the relationship. There's a whole participation then. Till then it's encouragement. All right. So that's great. And we need that. We need that encouragement. It is important for a young devotee, now as we are young devotees and we're looking up to the senior devotees, what we should look for as the sign, and we've had this conversation with some devotees as well, the sign that we look for as confidence in us is, are we getting more services? Are we getting more, are we being given more responsibility? That's is what we hold on to, not the encouragement that comes. Because that itself is a demonstration. Because if there's no trust in us, Krishna will not give us some responsibility. Krishna will not give us something. But we don't have to look for Krishna to pat us or the devotees to pat us on the back. That itself is a demonstration. Now for some devotees, that's a very difficult transition to make. Still, that transition must be made. So, classical example is, now on that extreme, is the many such. One is Queen Kunti. Now, Queen Kunti offered 25 verses of choice prayers. Krishna did not stop and say, you have such offered such wonderful prayers, you are such a great devotee, you are the embodiment of my success, put nothing. What was the response? Half a smile. And that's it. And Krishna moved on. And for Kunti Devi, that was more than sufficient. Many examples like that, but that's the point. The nice chanting. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So, I'm wondering, it seems that increased responsibility could be a form of encouragement.
Could be. It could also be part of training. Yes, complete your statement.
That was kind of all.
Okay. So, increased responsibility, we shouldn't necessarily take it as, well, I'm doing something fantastic that Krishna is trusting me too well. Krishna is cleverer than that. And because he says, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, there may be certain aspects for us to learn in some setting. That Krishna may give us something to do for our own learning of something. See, we say, we know from Prabhupada's teachings, that the best form of learning is from hearing. And we know that we don't learn from hearing necessarily, always. So we learn from, if you're good enough, if our sadhana is doing fairly okay, we learn from experience. So we may need that once in a while. Ideally, if we can learn from hearing, fantastic. So we need experience to learn. And in many cases, even after a lot of experience, we don't learn. So we struggle. That's the struggle in Krishna consciousness. And that struggle is because we're still not fully participative in the relationship. When we are, this is a principle that works always. When we are participative, things go down smoothly, even if it is bitter medicine, without any problem. Correct? When we're feeling vibrant in that relationship, even a chastisement, we will take it happily. Little of absence in that relationship, even encouragement will not go down easily. We will doubt that encouragement. What is the message? It's the presence or absence. That's the toggle switch for us. And that presence in the relationship is within our capacity. That's free will, whatever term you want to call it. That's in our capacity. Sure.
So we were discussing already relationships with seniors and juniors. This is related to relationships with peers. Mm-hmm. The last topic you mentioned before the question session was...
The devotees will tell us.
Devotees will tell us. So as a beginner devotee with trying to get over this tendency to find fault excessively and criticize others from more of like a high horse kind of place rather than a actual loving, compassionate kind of place, how to deal with peers? Because
right.
What I'm finding in myself is to just not, to err on the side of not saying anything at all. But then I, you know, sometimes find myself, I can't help but express it in one way or in another way. And even not saying something might be perceived in a way that I can't know. So it's difficult.
So we'll talk from both the giving side and the receiving side. First from the giving side. Before speaking to our peers, we should first get off the horse. It is important to check for ourselves if we're riding that high horse or not. And in case we forget, our peers will tell us, get off the horse, man. But it's important for us to do so. And secondly, we genuinely want to see our peers' welfare without the idea that I'm seeing something, therefore I caught it, that he hasn't caught or she hasn't caught it. Genuine welfare needs to be in the heart. And before we give feedback, then we can discuss with some senior devotee, how is the best way to communicate this for myself? How do I prepare myself to give some feedback? Because devotional service is a very fine, sensitive process. Very fine process, very sophisticated. Because sophisticated things are delicate. Buffalo is not considered sophisticated because he's, you know. But a deer and a cow is considered very sophisticated, very gentle. So disturbances are magnified. So that's our preparation. On the side of receiving it, even if our friend is on the high horse, we focus on the message. But the problem is we generally focus on the high horse. And then say, I don't care what you said, you were on the high horse. And I have a problem taking that because there's only one horse and we're all fighting for who's going to sit on the horse when. And you took that opportunity to be on the horse. Don't worry. When you get off, I will get on and we'll have this conversation. I will tell you. Oh yeah, Prabhu, I will tell you. So we focus on the message. Now, it may be difficult to take the message, but there is something there. Then we can take it to another senior devotee and say, I received this feedback. You know, how much of it is true? What should I do with it? How do I inculcate this particular lacking that's there? How do I fill it or something? What do I do with it? How can I cultivate this? But if feedback comes, we receive it. Worst is when feedback comes from a junior. Those are the greatest learning moments. That's the real one. But the greatest growth is there in the feedback that comes from juniors. So, like that. So, even if you're interacting with peers, we have senior devotees, not in the absence of. So we can check, we can work on it, both for receiving and giving. Okay. Yes, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.